Carer's Review. A page for the families and friends who care for our members, sharing the latest opportunities and useful information to support you in your caring role. Final carer's break at the Brighton Centre. Last spaces available. This complimentary break at our Brighton Centre is for anyone who cares for a Blind Veterans UK member. This six-night break gives you the opportunity to spend time with other carers and share valuable conversations with others who are sharing similar experiences. During the break, you can expect trips out to the local area and a full activity programme. If you are unsure if this break is right for you, or have any questions regarding respite and support for your cared for person, please do contact Stacey Barham by email. Stacey, that's S-T-A-C-E-Y dot Barham, B-A-R-H-A-M, at blindveterans.org.uk, or by phone on 01273 391483, or through your community support worker. Caring through a cost of living crisis. The financial implications commonly faced when caring for someone can be worrying, particularly in a cost of living crisis. But you might be pleasantly surprised about the financial support that is available to you. You just need to know where to look and how to ask for it. As previously mentioned in review, Turn to Us is a great option for benefit advice, and the RNIB has an easy-to-use benefits calculator on their website. The Department for Work and Pensions has confirmed carers and their families currently receiving eligible means-tested benefits will now begin to receive this year's set of cost-of-living payments. Included in the government's support of up to £1,350 are extra payments for disabled people who will receive a payment of £150, and for pensioners who will receive a payment of £300 on top of winter fuel payments. The eligible benefits that qualify you for the cost of living payments are universal credit, pension credit, and tax credits. However, those receiving carer's allowance only do not qualify, as this is not means tested. The additional payments, which are an increase of £150 compared to the £1,200 last year, will be paid directly into bank accounts. If you're eligible, there is nothing you need to do. The payments will be made automatically over the course of the financial year, starting this spring as follows. £301 first cost of living payment during spring 2023, £150 disability payment during summer 2023, £300 second cost of living payment during autumn 2023, £300 pensioner payment during winter 2023-24, and £299 third cost of living payment during spring 2024. The government's energy price guarantee, which covers all UK households, will also continue to cap energy costs, saving the average household around £900 this winter and a further £500 in 2023-24. What would you like to see in the carer's review? Contact Stacey Barham on 01273 391483 or at stacey.barham@blindveterans.org.uk for more information and to share your ideas. Lifting the load. Susan Dutton, wife and carer of blind veteran David, as well as volunteer fundraiser, tells us about how she became a volunteer and her experience as a carer. Many years ago, my husband David was reading the newspaper with an old magnifying glass in the local pub. In the advertisement section, he saw Blind Veterans UK, how to apply. He brought the cutting home and said to me, "There's no point in applying, nothing will happen." Well, it did. I posted the form, and within a short time, David was accepted. On our first visit to the Brighton Centre, we learnt that with just a few tweaks and some new equipment, there are so many things that he could do to remain independent. He came home fulfilled and his self-worth was evident. Over the years, the charity has provided equipment to help him read the post, magazines, and train times when visiting his friends. As for myself, I am David's wife and carer. I attend lunches and meetings organised by our community team, and I volunteer for Blind Veterans UK, with our garden being a great venue for a tea party fundraiser. Our enthusiasm to continue organising fundraising opportunities has been greatly supported by David's community support worker, Sue Sims. I have also visited the Brighton Centre on a carer's break in the past. We dined together in the evenings, made silk scarves, and had some wonderful outings to Hever Castle and the Royal Pavilion. Caring is not easy, but when you get together with other carers and share your experiences, the load is lifted and you feel that you have a shoulder to lean on. I cannot thank the Blind Veterans team enough for their support over the years.